At this stage of the game, the hardest question to answer is when. See, we're at the point now where with one, we're serving special food and injecting insulin twice a day. With another, he also received special food medication, and never before have we been more impressed and congratulatory of monster, trophy, bowel movements. A good chunk of time then is also spent on making sure the youngest doesn't feel neglected and left out. It's a delicate dance of time and attention on already demanding schedules. It's sad, hilarious, frustrating, rewarding, and clouded with anxiety. Like so many of you, our dogs are our kids. Now, we're not nuts to the point where we're buying them clothing, visiting the groomer twice a month, and painting toenails. Those people are just crazy. I just can't even begin to tell you how much more I've received from my pets through shared adventure, companionship, and unconditional love. When you feel like the world's ripping you apart, when you're sick, when you feel like it's not worth facing another day, wham! That cold nose and furry face locks eyes with you, tail wagging, tennis ball clenched in his jaws, reaffirming your value and significance. You have a loyal companion. And though you may underdeliver a good chunk of time, the same loyal companionship is expected of you. That's why I think pet owners tend to be happier and healthier humans. The human being needs to be needed. But from one human to another, we're pretty good at suppressing expression of that need in every type of relationship. Most canines couldn't hold back that need even if they tried. And when you know you're needed, you feel more valuable, more whole as a person, which keeps you happy, keeps you upbeat during life's trials. But when one of life's trials is the declining health of one of those loyal, needy companions, it's heartbreaking and selfishly confusing. Sure, now they need you more than ever, and there's no question that you're going to deliver on that need in any way you can, but for example, in some cases, the instant human gratification of seeing a simple tail wag is no longer there. Blindness may set in. Arthritis robs them of complete motor control. Your focus then turns to quality of time versus quantity and doing what you can to keep them comfortable. If death doesn't beat you to the punch, they'll let you know when they're ready for you to help them move on. They'll let you know when. Though the hardest question, it's not one you can answer. You can only patiently wait, provide comfort, and pay back what you've received all these years. Focused on today. Another injection. Another pill. Another trophy in the yard. Another celebration. And perhaps, with a little mercy, a final lick on the cheek before going to bed. And lights out.